Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Election Day.
It's on.
It's a party time. Maybe you'll get a lollipop. Some kind of candy.
I wasn't going to vote, but now.
Some places have little candies out.
Dum-dums for dum-dums.
They really do. So Election Day, officially the polls opened about 10 minutes ago. So 7 o'clock this morning until 8 o'clock this evening.
I'm going to clarify. Dum-dums for voting for dum-dums, not the people voting.
Come on. Let's encourage you all to do your civic duty. If you're not excited about anybody, just come out and vote because you dislike somebody else. How about that? If you can't vote for someone, vote against someone.
I feel like we're kind of, people are starting to strategize that. Like it's political experts will try to strategize it. Well, what would happen if a third party went in? Now you have people, like regular people who probably shouldn't be weighing in going, I'll bet this is going to take away from this. And I don't know if they have, I don't know if any of us really have that skill.
There are some big races going on locally. This is an off-year election. If you hit 30%, sometimes at this time of the year, 30% of people voting. That's sometimes considered a success. But we do have a number of big races that are going on. Just to run down a few of them for you. In Scranton, there's the mayor's race, right? We have the Lackawanna County Commissioner special election. This one just thrown into the mix, you know, in the last couple of months. Also, we've got Luzerne County, the home rule charter update question. The county council, 5 seats out of 11 up for grabs. There's a judge of the Court of Common Pleas in Luzerne County opening. County controller as well. I didn't mention it before, but Lackawanna County, I think there's Register of Wills. There's a couple of other row offices as well. And there are statewide races in Pennsylvania. Retention votes for the 3 justices on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. There is a seat on the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania up for grabs, and a contested race for a seat on the Superior Court. And those are big, big deals. And when I was young, look, years and years ago, those weren't things that you saw a lot of money in, right? Those kinds of races. Now there's a lot of money behind them. So let us know if you're heading out to the, once you've gone to the polls, let us know if it's that busy. We're not going to see lines like you saw last year for a presidential election. Just not going to happen. But if you do have a mail-in ballot you have not turned in, you either have to get it to your county's election office by 8 o'clock tonight, or you can go to your polling place, right? You can take it there and you can they can spoil it in it, and then you can vote in person if you want to do it that way as well. But you have to bring everything from that ballot with you. Okay, everything. So don't leave anything. Don't just bring the one paper with the votes on it. You need to bring the envelope, the privacy envelope, blah, blah, blah. Make sure you do that. If all else fails, folks, when you get to the polling place, if someone says you can't vote and there's some, you know, question over it, you can ask for the judge of elections there. You can call the county as well. The last thing you want to do, but you should do it rather than walk away, is a provisional ballot. Right. I would try the other options first, but the provisional ballot is a ballot that you should do if all else fails. I only say you don't want to do it if possible, because there's many times that they can find a reason to throw a ballot out. And it becomes a real, sticking point. So try and do your best with what you do. And if you have any questions, you know, your county election office can help you out with that as well.
Not all questions about the election and voting have answers, but they're fun to say and ask. This person texted in, what time can I go to the polls and not have to deal with idiots handing out leaflets? I think it's just part of the process, you know? I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? Do you think it's easier to take them or ignore them? I feel like I'm stressed if I don't take them, so I take them.
Right. I just usually, I try to just give the, I'm not going to look at you and hopefully you won't approach me. Or if you do approach me, I usually just say, I already know who I'm voting for. Thank you very much.
And there's nothing this leaflet can do to change that.
Now, you should not ever be intimidated.
No.
So if anybody ever does anything to harass or bother you, just let them know in the polling place.
Election day loitering bothers the hell out of me. You go up, there's just a group of people. And as you walk up, they kind of look at you like, and I'm like, I don't think they're trying to intimidate me. And if they aren't, they're doing a really bad job. But why? Why here? Right. Why right now?
Right. All righty. You can also look up your polling location as well online. There's a lot of things that you have now that are resources if you have questions, you know, if a polling place moved or something like that. But all of those questions, you know, this is why I believe that we need to open up in-person voting for a few days. And many places do this. You can start doing early voting, you know, on, I would say, maybe the weekend prior would be a good thing, only because sometimes issues arise and to have to rectify them in a day, it can cause problems.
Right.
So I would love to see that change, but I don't think anything like that is going to be changing anytime soon. All right. Other news. We did talk about the breaking news that former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away at the age of 84. They call him the most influential vice president in history. Certainly was a polarizing figure, right, at one time. 84 years old, he passed away. So that news this morning, they say he died due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. His family, his wife, his daughters, Liz and Mary, other members of the family were with him when he passed. So that news just coming down this morning.
Am I wrong for remembering this? When he became vice president, people were concerned that he had a bad heart, right?
Well, and sure. He had
health issues. So the fact that he lived as long as he had, I mean,
well,
really long
modern
life.
Medicine, that's for sure.
Really, that's no joke. Really.
Yeah. So dead at the age of 84. All right. Also breaking news yesterday on a local news front, a story, a notorious killer from Wilkes-Barre, who was on death row at one time, mass murderer George Banks, dies at the age of 83. He slaughtered 13 people, including five of his own children, dies in state prison at the age of 83. So this all happened back in 1982. It was considered the second deadliest mass shooting in United States history. Prosecutors say he had been drinking and taking prescription drugs when he used an AR-15 assault rifle to initiate the rampage by killing eight people at his home at 28 Schoolhouse Lane, Wilkes-Barre. The victims included three women, all mothers to his children. Also five children, four of whom were his own. So he left the house while still armed with a rifle, fired at two passersby outside. One of them was killed. He then went to a trailer at the Heather Highlands Mobile Home Park in Jenkins Township, murdered two more children, including his own son, along with the boy's mother and two other adults. He then returned to Wilkes-Barre, went to see his mother, admitted the murders, and then there was a standoff he held up in a vacant home on Monroe Street. Now, the DA at that time, Robert Gillespie, managed to convince some area radio stations to broadcast reports saying the victims were expected to survive. They were hoping this would convince Banks that his crimes were not as serious as he may have thought. And he did eventually surrender. It was like 4 hours of a standoff. His mom had suggested the crime was motivated by Banks' treatment earlier in his life. One point, telling the Baltimore Sun, Georgie's father was black, I'm white, he was born out of wedlock, people here never let us forget it. They shunned me and the kids, they called me, and she had names, and they did the same with George's women. This ate at George, they kept bugging him. But look, it turns out doctors have examined him and had said he was severely mentally ill. Now, we have a report here, and you can even understand listening to him that he doesn't make a lot of sense.
You want to just hear the end part where he talks?
No, I mean, we can play. This was from WBRE at that time,
correct.
Right?
This is the day of the verdict, and then they talk about the sentencing. And at the very end of here, it's George Banks going in for some sort of court appearance, and a reporter starts talking to him, and you can hear how he's kind of really all over the place.
This is Eyewitness News, the area's most complete coverage of today's events, reported by Dean Phillips.
Good evening, and topping the news, of course, for you at this hour, as we told you first, guilty on 12 counts of first-degree murder and one count of third-degree murder.
The jury in the George Banks case has returned 12 death sentences. The jury had deliberated nearly 5 hours today after hearing arguments from attorneys for both sides this morning why Banks should be sentenced to death in Pennsylvania's electric chair or spend the rest of his life in prison.
For George Banks, death is not imminent. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania will automatically review the case. That will take time, plus appeals that will be filed by defense lawyers.
I want to tell you that trial was a violation of my civil and constitutional rights.
Why do you say that, Mr. Banks?
Because those police lied to the jury, and a two-hour exhumation will prove everything I say, but I need media witnesses there to prove what I'm saying. I swear on the souls of my children, that's the absolute truth.
What about the death penalty, sir? How do you feel about that?
I expected it all the time. There was no, I had no delusions from the beginning.
Any other thoughts?
They got to kill me to protect themselves.
It doesn't make sense. Anyway, in 2011, crazy. The state Supreme Court decreed Banks was mentally incompetent and could not be executed. So he did pass away in a state prison. That was yesterday, the news coming out. Election day polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning. You guys can let us know what the turnout is like off your elections. Certainly nowhere near what you'll see during a presidential election. But we do have a lot of local races and even statewide retention questions that will bring people out to the polls. So is there any one race in particular that you feel strongly about that's bringing you out? And if you're not voting, text and let us know why. I'm always confused, especially with talk radio listeners who maybe have a lot of opinions. It would be odd to have a lot of opinions and not actually go to the polls.
These are the most, for the most part, people have caught on. These are so important, these local elections. But I think a lot of people are kind of, they've allowed themselves to be brainwashed into the fact that national elections are all that matters.
Right.
And that's not the case at all.
Well, a lot of these are school boards.
Yeah.
These will be your local officials, whether they're council members, school board members, county council members. A mayor in Scranton. These are people that will directly impact your life. Yep. Not that the other ones don't, certainly huge races like that, but these are the ones that will impact you the most. So it's always like odd to me. And I get it. It's not like sexy. When we say sexy, it's like, you know, you don't hear a lot of ads, although there have been a ton of ads in some of these races, especially the mayor in Scranton, the special election for commissioner, which has been one whole big saga. Who would have thought starting off this year that we'd even have an election for a commissioner, a special election like this? It's pretty wild.
In all honesty, I mean, I wouldn't have predicted it, but it's not surprising at all. I feel like since I've been back since 2017, there's been a special election every year. It feels like we have special elections for something, and it's always some sort of drama. But the amount of political ads, you pointed that out, it is really crazy how many there are, which tells me, because I don't think that, I think there's every once in a while you get somebody who's like, it's an ego thing, and they spend a ton of money. Mm-hmm. However, I think the amount of ads show the importance of these races.
Well, it shows the money behind them, too.
Yes, and money is behind it, not for ego, but for, you know, what that election can get somebody.
Right.
So it's important, and that's a good indicator, a good way to kind of see what people are really caring about.
There is an interesting story. I'm trying to find it here. Where is it in Dunmore where they're asking people who, when they come out to vote, bring some food with them?
I have seen that in different places. I think it might be Dunmore. I can double check.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that story for you now. But with the situation, federal workers who are not getting paid, also the SNAP benefits. By the way, if you've heard, you know, I saw some people that Trump caved on SNAP, or, you know, SNAP benefits will be funded even though only halfway, whatever. There are stories now saying that it could take months.
Which is insane. Yeah.
Months for them to get money to people. That's just inexcusable. Voters are invited to bring a food donation to a polling place. The staff at the Dunmore Community Center say they're worried about the interruption in SNAP benefits. They've put together a vote and donate kind of initiative here. Donation bins set up at polling centers so voters can help out. They say they will then distribute the food to local food banks. So that's a pretty awesome thing that they are doing there. But again, the whole situation where, you know, it could take months for SNAP, it just doesn't make sense. Looking at an Axios story here, up to 42 million Americans didn't receive their SNAP benefits on the first of the month. The new plan aims to make sure some amount hits recipients' pocketbooks. But the reality is the process of distributing SNAP benefits varies from state to state. Some states have decades-old systems could slow down the process of doling out the money. It is unclear how many will complete the changes in an automated manner with minimal disruption versus manual overrides or computations that could lead to payment errors and significant delays. So we'll have to wait to see how Pennsylvania will be impacted by this. But this whole thing about the ruling, you know, couldn't it have been implemented prior to the first of the month where we wouldn't have the interruption? So thanks, but no thanks. A ruling states you must do this. You had till yesterday to comply. You wait till the last minute. But because we missed that date, now it's going to take manual, in some cases, ways of getting it back. It's just going to be a real delay and a real problem for some people.
I do not.
It's a shame.
I was talking to someone this morning and I said, I don't wish bad things on anybody. I think it's almost a fault. Sometimes I think there are certain people you probably should wish bad things on. I don't wish bad things on anybody. What I do wish is that an occasional bad thing happen to certain people
so that they can see.
So they can go, oh, okay, I get it now, because your great situation that you just flaunt and talk about how, you know, I work hard and these things. Sometimes you can work hard and do all the right things and still end up in a situation where you're like, wow, you know what? These systems are in place to help people who need it in that moment.
Right.
The cruel lack of
people are just some people just love to be heartless idiots.
You know, my dad had 10 kids and he worked extra jobs. OK, well, that's a long time ago. And I don't know if you know, things have changed just a bit. But this, like, it doesn't affect you, but you just have this movement to humiliate. There's a story. I don't know if you've seen there's a lot of, not even say a lot. There are local businesses who are stepping up to say, hey, we'll help people out. You know, we'll give out gift cards. We'll give out this if you're struggling. No questions asked is what they often say. So they give out these gift cards. There's a story of a hoagie shop in Hershey. Down in Hershey. Stuffed D, steaks and hoagies. Hershey giving out these free meals for people. As it turns out, huge success. That's great. They're really busy. But on the flip side, they're getting people calling, harassing, and yelling and, you know, just attacking them for doing something.
Yeah, and the USDA is warning. So the government, the administration is warning all these outlets, like different retailers, don't give any deals to people showing a SNAP card. You have to treat everyone the same. So they'd like to continue the punishment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is election day. in Pennsylvania, also across the country. So off your election, but a lot of big local and state races that people will be deciding on. In Scranton, there's the mayor's race. We also have the Lackawanna County Commissioner's special election. That one's wild. In Luzerne County, home rule, you've got an open judgeship on the court, on the judicial bench there, county judge. There's council. The home rule charter question has to do with whether you're going to take two more people off of the 11-member council, bring that down to 9. That question is out there as well. We have many, many local races, including school board races as well throughout the area. And then the statewide retention of judges for the Supreme Court. And there's some on the Superior Court that are just outright. You get to vote who you want in there. So a lot of big races. Hopefully we'll break 30-some% with turnout. That would be awesome. There is news that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rob Bresnahan. Here we are, a year away from this election. Look, this is an area that can go either way. This 8th congressional district. We had Matt Cartwright in there for years, and then Rob Bresnahan with a change with Trump at the top of the ticket. But oh my, have things changed in a year? The recent polling for President Donald Trump's approval has been consistently bad, according to pollster Nate Silver. They say this in his Substack blog, Silver Bulletin, the statistician and political analyst, said polls released last week were consistently bad for Trump. His net approval rating hit a new second term low of -10.8. I only mention this because here we are at a time where there's just terrible ratings for him. His approval rating has fallen to a second term low, as we said, 37%. The number is where it was at after January of 2021, when January 6th happened. That's how bad his numbers are. And when you go down to individual issues, they're terrible everywhere. Everywhere. People are not happy. The country is on the wrong track. I think a Rob Bresnahan might be hoping that he'd just not say anything right now, because I don't think that's helpful. Another person who's really hasn't been helped by him is this Cuomo in New York. Yeah. So we have a race with Mamdani, where all the polls have shown him ahead, although he is, it looked like it was kind of narrowing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and sometimes that happens. But as it gets closer, you start to think what will happen. It feels like he's going to take this easily.
We shall see. Right.
Yeah.
But Andrew Cuomo, I guess Mamdani heard about. No, Donald Trump never said, I want Andrew Cuomo. Like, let's be fair here. He was just saying, you know, if I had to pick one, I wouldn't pick the socialist, right? Well, he calls him a communist, even though he's a socialist. But didn't Mamdani come out with an ad, I think, or
they stopped him on the street, and then it goes from Mamdani to Cuomo, basically distancing himself from it as well.
We knew in the primary that Andrew Cuomo was being funded by the same billionaire donors that gave us Donald Trump's second term. I did not, however, anticipate Andrew Cuomo going from being Donald Trump's puppet to being so nakedly his parrot. What he has said in these last few days, these are words that should shock the conscience of New Yorkers. He has said that diversity is a weakness, while forgetting which black host of the TV show he was on he was actually speaking to.
I actually clipped the wrong clip. Sorry about this. I clipped the wrong clip. Here, this is a 28-second clip. This is what I was looking for.
The MAGA movement's embrace of Andrew Cuomo is reflective of Donald Trump's understanding that this would be the best mayor for him. Not the best mayor for New York City.
President Trump doesn't support me. He opposes Mamdani, right? He believes that Mamdani is an existential threat to New York. He believes he's a communist. He believes he'll bankrupt New York.
So here's the thing. Trump
is my guy. No,
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are telling New Yorkers to vote Cuomo over Mamdani. You guys would be better off if you just zip your lips, because that is not helpful. I'm sure Rob Bresnahan is going, this is not helpful to me right now. You know, maybe a different world. I doubt it, but in a number of months. But Rob Bresnahan getting the kiss of approval, I guess, from Donald Trump. Is that helpful at this point here? Let's check in on this forecast for Northeast PA with Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker.
Oh, baby, baby, here we go. Another great day to be alive. Snedeker here on WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. Nancy, Jason, how you doing? Today, it's going to be awesomely sunny, but breezy. High temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. If you can ignore the wind, it's going to, when that sun's out, doesn't it just, it's like Godzilla hitting the power wires. It just makes you feel alive. So feel alive today. All right, overnight tonight, low temperatures near 38. Tomorrow, less wind, partly sunny, but it will cloud up later in the day. Could hit 60 tomorrow. Showers tomorrow night. With the new time change, everyone's inside by 6 o'clock. Doesn't matter. Those showers tomorrow night won't be until 7, 8, 9 o'clock. You'll be sleeping or watching WNEP. And then Thursday, morning clouds, maybe a sprinkle, breezy again, and then back to some sunshine Thursday afternoon. But it's going to be cooler on Thursday, only near 50. That's it, which means much of the day is in the 40s. Now, I got some exciting news after that. Friday, partly sunny to cloudy, 55. Friday night, some showers. They may linger into early Saturday. The weekend, temperatures in the 50s, clouds, peeps of sun, some scattered showers again on Sunday. But we could have our first flake 1 week today, Monday or Tuesday of next week. It's going to get colder with highs in the 30s and maybe even some flurries. Can you handle that, Nance? I know Jason won't be sweating much, so for the first time since Halloween, he won't smell. It'll be great. Make it a good week.
Oh, boy.
It is. No more texts.
All right. Want to let you know, it's been closed for a number of months. The Fine Wine and Good Spirits Store, Northern Boulevard, South Abington Township, you know, right near Clark Summit there. This is one of the area's best liquor stores. There's a few that get like a huge amount, selection of wines and other things. A really, really awesome fine wine and good spirits store. It's been closed since like April. Now, they had extensive damage in that flash flooding back. Remember, September 23, it was deadly, that flooding there.
Yep.
And they did reopen after that. But I don't know if it's just also fixing things up after that or also just a remodel. But they had promised to have it open before the end of the year. And guess what? It's going to open tomorrow, 9 a.m.
They made a promise and stuck.
I know.
What?
And it's great for the holidays, which is obviously when a lot of people will be out shopping for, you know, stuff for the upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas and other holidays as well. So if you've been waiting for it, the Fine Wine and Good Spirits Store will be opening now. I saw it opening on Wednesday at 9 a.m., but the big grand reopening event is Thursday. But you can get in there Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'm really curious to see what it looks like, how it's different, but it's going to be better than ever. I think that's pretty cool. 570-883-0098. We're still getting our winner. We have I think he's got a winner on the phone, folks. So if you've been hanging in there, we've got a winner. It is election day and we're getting reports. It looked like a brisk for a few people that have checked in. Let us know for an off year. How are things going at your polling place? In Luzerne County, they did vote on new voting methods, which will be with the optical scanner and, you know, pretty much filling in the circle. But that doesn't start this year. So they're still under the old system. And so we're hoping everything goes well. And that's with the machines that you vote on. Then you print it out and then you have to put it in the tabulator. So just to let you know, that whole if you might have thought hearing about the vote to get a different system that it's in place now. It is not. That happens after the end of this year, that contract with the voting system. So that changes coming up. Hopefully everything will go smooth. We have not had any reports of places that aren't open or machines that are not working or paper that's not there. So things are going okay for this first hour so far. Let us know if you can report how the polls are going. Now, don't compare an off-year election to a presidential election, but it will be interesting if it's quiet like crickets. I think in some areas are going to be busier than others, because I think both Luzerne and Lackawanna County have some big races to bring people out. By the way, if you're trying to look at the national picture, there are some big gubernatorial elections in Virginia and New Jersey. Former Representative Abigail Spanberger seems to be in the driver's seat in the Virginia race against GOP Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earle Sears. Spanberger has led in almost every major poll of the race. She leads in the decision desk headquarter polling average by nearly 10 points. Now, Donald Trump has not formally endorsed Earle Sears. Really hasn't come out about her as to talk about her as much. Yeah. So we'll see where that goes and how much. That one's not going. It would be shocking if Spanberger doesn't win. And I guess what they'll look, if they want to look at the tea leaves, is by how much could tell you where the sentiment of the country is at. The closer race to watch in Virginia is the attorney general contest. Incumbent Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres, who's a Republican, received the president's endorsement, and Democrat nominee Jay Jones. Remember, the campaign rocked last month by the revelation of texts he sent in 2022 wishing for violence against a Republican political opponent. So that's a pretty tight race. We'll see where that one heads to as well.
Self-inflicted stupidity.
Right. There's a close race between Representative Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli. Sherrill leads by about 4 points. But this whole thing has been in the margin of error. It'll be interesting to see where that heads as well. And of course, we know the New York City race. Right now, Mamdani is the clear favorite to win against Andrew Cuomo. But some people think that might be closer than people are suspecting.
Nobody tells New Yorkers how to vote. They're just going to do what they want.
We shall see. Anyway, these are the things to kind of watch as things go down nationwide, as opposed to just what's happening here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.